Hi, my name is Sabine, Sabine from FIBA. Today I would like to tell you a little bit about the Erbbaurecht. From time to time, people come with an Erbbaurecht. Do you also finance this? Yes, sure we do. But let me go a little bit deeper into it. You can buy the following objects. You can buy apartments, you can buy houses, you can more family houses. But everything could also exist as an Erbbaurecht. So what does it mean, the Erbbaurecht? It's called leasehold. So you buy at the end only the piece of object which is on the land, because the land will belong to someone else. That can happen with a normal one-family house. So the owner of the leasehold, the leaseholder, keeps the piece of land. You buy the house, and you pay not only a monthly rate to the bank, on top, you pay a leaseholding fee to the leaseholder. There, you see how it is. You are dependent from someone else. So if you otherwise have paid back your house after 20, 30 years, here you still have the leaseholder in between. So the leaseholder keeps a piece of land. So that also means there's someone third in the play who can also raise the fees again. You have also in the financing process someone else who has to agree on special things. And this is also the point. There are quite a few banks who do not want to finance leaseholds. And most people are happy because they find something like this in ImmoScout or ImmoNet and say, "Hey, see, I have an interesting object. Yeah, it's cheap, but the land does not belong to it." As a leaseholder, there might be churches, there might be cities, but we see also in the meantime some private landholders, because they keep the land, because by this they save for themselves a permanent incoming income. Yeah, so cities are most time very open, so you usually can at the end buy the piece of land. Churches, it's the contrast, and seldom that they would sell anything. And building companies, when they construct it like this, the chances are not very good because they do it to get the additional income. But it is not that it is not doable. We have to look into it, we have to compare it. One thing I want to point out, the tenor of the leasehold. Sorry, usually it is 99 years when they start with this, and usually there will be also an extension. So you can say 99 years, so no problem. But if you buy a leasehold in between, then it can also run for remaining 30 or 40 years. And then it might be a problem, because banks usually only finance it 10 years shorter than the leasehold is running. So when you, for instance, buy it for 30 years, and then the bank says, "Yeah, we could finance it, but only for 20 years," this might result in a very high monthly rate. And so it might be that it is at this time not doable. So then the leaseholder says, "Yeah, we can already renew it before, but then with new conditions, which are much higher." So there are a couple of points. So I'm happy to discuss also an Erbrecht with you. Just get in touch with me. Have a good day. I'm Sabine from FIBA. Bye.